SRN News. I'm John Scott.
First and foremost, I want to express my deepest condolences to the families and loved ones that were impacted by this tragedy on Bourbon Street and in the heart of the city of New Orleans. And I know
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell speaking in the last hour after a horrific attack in the early morning hours in the city's French Quarter. A man killed 10 people as he rammed a pickup truck into a crowd before being shot to death by police. More than 30 people were injured. Two officers who returned fire were wounded. The FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Authorities are looking into whether other people may have been involved. The driver who was identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen from Texas, who may have had some military service. An ISIS flag was found in the pickup. Authorities are looking into whether other people may have been involved. FBI Special Agent Aletha Duncan.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates. That's why we need the public's help. We are asking if anybody has any interactions with Shamsuddin Jabbar in the last 72 hours that you contact us.
The FBI said a potential improvised explosive device was located in that pickup truck, and other potential explosive devices were also located in the French Quarter. And it is now being reported that the Sugar Bowl game, which was scheduled to be played tonight in the Superdome, will be delayed 24 hours. The Superdome is about a mile from where the attack took place. This is SRN News. Did Jimmy Carter start the evangelical movement?
In looking back at the political career of the late president, a growing number of analysts say Carter, who was very outspoken about his Christian faith, could be identified as the man who paved the way for the modern evangelical movement that has become a force in American political life. While Carter was no conservative, he did much to make public expressions of faith acceptable. Little did he know that his party would abandon evangelicals while Republicans embraced them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's not much for families to watch on popular streaming services. The Parents Television and Media Council has conducted a study, and it reveals that the vast majority of programs produced by on-demand companies are aimed at mature audiences only. Of all the original shows that are available to stream, more than 540 are rated mature versus less than 60 that are G-rated. This is SRN News. It's going to cost you to drive into New York City.
New York's plan to charge drivers extra to enter the center of Manhattan is set to take effect Sunday. The goals are to reduce gridlock and pollution and raise revenue for the region's transit system. Governor Kathy Hochul said this week the state is pushing forward with the plan. That means most motorists can expect a $9 charge on their Easy Pass if they drive into Manhattan's business district south of Central Park. Those without Easy Pass will pay more. They'll receive bills in the mail. Keith Peters reporting.
Hundreds of people who say they suffered physical or sexual abuse at two state-run reform schools in Florida, they're in line to receive tens of thousands of dollars in restitution from the state after Florida lawmakers formally apologized for the horrors they endured as children more than 50 years ago. They had happened at the Dozier School for Boys and its sister school in Okeechobee, Florida. More details at srnnews.com.